I think that as we were talking about, you know, people, politicians, and around us are spreading fears and mistrust and ignorance because the people, they don't know about Islam. A student should do exactly the opposite of the current trend. First, to study. You have to learn. You have this privilege to be in institutions, in a Western society. So it means that you are not living in the third world country. You are not dealing with poor situation. Of course, you may be poor in this society, but it's nothing compared to what is happening in Africa, for example. So you can learn. So learn. To learn, to gather knowledge and just to be imbibed with knowledge is important. Second, when all the people are emotional, be reasonable. So come with rationality, structure your arguments, come with, you know, there are lots of noise, but noise is not arguments. You have to come with arguments to be able to talk. So it's important to have a good command of the language of the country. You must speak Dutch in a very good way. A good command of Dutch is a way to communicate to your people, and your people means your society. These are your people now. So second, it's quite important here, it's really about in which way you are dealing with this current, the surrounding society. So this is a very important point. So, to make it reasonable, when there is too much passion and emotional take on this discussion. And the last thing which is important, I would like to see students organizing panels, debate, open debate, free debate, free speech. Let the people talk. Don't go only when the Muslim is talking or when it's an Islamic issue. Open the floor for many people to come and to debate about all these subjects which are so important for you. So we want students not only to be committed to, okay, I'm a Muslim, the only thing which matters is Islam, Islamic issues. No, speak about education, speak about the current global crisis. We are dealing with problems that are very huge. So a student should be interested to all that. The point is this one. No, they are not shared. You have your convictions and you have your practices as Muslim or practicing Muslim. And you know that all the people around you are not sharing your practices or your conviction, but no one is imposing onto you to act against them. So, to be able to act according to your principles, the first is an act of decision, personal decision. I want to commit myself to these principles. Don't blame the others for your own weaknesses. The power of the others are very often here because of your own weaknesses. You know, this is a very strong image in the Quran, speaking about the tree, and the strong tree has very deep roots. And what are these roots? This faith in your heart. So you have to nurture this. So it's a personal decision, and then, as I said, learning and knowing who you want to be. Do you want to please the people, or do you want to be respected by the people? You want to please them, go ahead. There are lots of ways to please them, but you want to be respected, know who you are. Decide where you are putting your roots in principles, or your roots in appearances. It's a spiritual decision, it's an intellectual decision. So I would say, learn about that. Accept your weaknesses, but face them. Don't avoid looking at them as they are, and go through something which is a spiritual journey, which is a step-by-step journey. Build your personality, decide for yourself, and at the end of the day, it's all about freedom. True freedom is a liberation, and the first liberation is liberation from the ego, not from anything else. From your own ego is your first prison. What is really important in Islam? Islam is based on principles, and there is a room for flexibility. You travel, you are not obliged to attend Jumu'ah prayer. You are traveling, you can have the two prayers in one, meaning by this that you are praying three times and not five times. So it's a very flexible religion. So I'm trying my best to use something which is between the clear principles and the open flexibility. And this is something which is quite important. The Prophet, peace be upon him, told the Muslim, Yassiru wa la tu'assiru. Make things easy and don't make things harsh on people. It's really to be easy. And then between two ways, choose the easiest one. So I'm not always doing this, because sometimes it's good to feel that you are putting some, you know, heavy decision on you because you feel the spiritual. And sometimes you take just the lightened way of being a Muslim while you are traveling. And there is not a problem of practicing Muslim when you are traveling. But travel without forgetting the direction. And the direction is the essence of your life. You have an organization, a society, you are creating something. It's very important to do that. You have to do it to organize and always to think about two dimensions. The first is, how can we help the members to remain confident? And how can we help the members to communicate? So it's within confidence, outside to reach out, to spread around a service. We are at the service of humanity. We are not here just to show that we are good. To show off, it's bad. It's the starting point of the ego. It's a jail. But to serve is liberation. Serving people is liberation. Showing off, it's prison. I went through the whole process. I was born and raised in Switzerland. I am just trying my best. And I spread around this idea that there is nothing wrong with being a Western Muslim. Western by culture and Muslim. I went to the States as well, and I did this work even with an African American, and in Europe. I'm just trying to say, look, we have to face our destiny, and our destiny is that we are going to stay here and to try to find the best way to understand our religion. So if I may say something to all the Western Muslims, European Muslims or American Muslims, is go for it. Your responsibility is tremendously important. Why? Because what you are doing here will also have an impact on what is happening in Muslim majority countries by just showing that we can live up to the challenges of today and remain consistent. Not going to be easy. We are going to face criticism. We are going to face slanders. We are going to face opposition. But these opposition are tensions of the time. We are dealing with peace in history. Peace in history should go beyond tensions in the time. And this is where it's quite important. It's a very important effort in our daily life. You look at things, people are criticizing you, you are attacked, people don't like you. Don't care about this. At the end of the day, respect yourself and look beyond that. Look beyond that. You are serving something which is much more important than that, which is the good for humanity. So I don't know which kind of role model I could be, but just let the people understand. Learn to be yourself, be confident, and stood up. Stand up to your rights and your dignity. Don't let the people forget that you have a dignity, and that you also are here to serve the people. This is the way the Muslims should understand the role, and this is the way they have to understand that we are not in the West by accident. It may be that our role in the West is to reconcile all of us with the principles of being a dignified human being.